We all know that one thing leads to another. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, we also understand that if you open the door to wrongful behavior, it can and will lead to a multiplying of abhorrent actions. Take abortion, for example. Those promoting the idea of killing babies said abortion was nothing more than a personal decision of a female who had the so-called right to declare a death sentence over a baby she and her male partner created together. But unfortunately, history has proven beyond a reasonable doubt that through the massive practice of murdering babies throughout America, one cannot deny the evil spin-off effect from wholesale abortions. Take, for example, the American black community, where the highest percentage of abortions occur throughout our republic every single day. As a result, in the black community, there has developed a much higher sense of general callousness toward their mates, their children, their fellow man, and their country. In the American black community, the strong two-parent family with the biblically appointed man as the head is on the endangered list, especially in places like Detroit, Michigan, Gary, Indiana, and the black neighborhood of Cleveland, where up to 80% of all households with children are headed by females. If females think it's okay to murder those who cannot defend their God-given right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, over time, how are they expected to give a rip about maintaining a morally based cohesive family with a man they should respect? On the other hand, isn't it reasonable to expect boys growing up in such an atmosphere to themselves grow up to be kind of cold, with a chip on their shoulder even? This ongoing practice of denying millions of individual babies their right to God's gift of life has opened the door to a general spiraling downward of the overall quality of life. Is abortion the only reason the American black community is teetering on the brink of utter collapse? No, but it is one of the biggest. Along with the wrong direction taken via civil or bastardized right, abysmal education, lack of proper economic principles, and unworthy spiritual guidance. Perhaps, if the current trend of abortions are reversed, that may open the door to a more positive direction. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and TheRonEdwards.com.
The Edwards Notebook is brought to you by Sandbox Studios and the D-Man Foundation. Be the miracle.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we go into the second hour on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. In 1764, a guy named Cesare Beccaria, who is an Italian scholar and the founder of the modern science of criminology, wrote, "The laws which forbid men to bear arms only disarm those who are neither inclined nor determined to commit crimes. These laws make the victims of attack worse off and improve the position of the assailant." In a book coming out from the Cato Institute, David B. Koppel it's from the Encounters Broadside series, and he's going to, David B. Koppel is an excellent Second Amendment scholar. He's going to investigate why the right to keep and bear arms has always been central in our American identity. He begins by exploring the history behind our right to bear arms. Self-defense, he argues, is the most fundamental of all natural rights, an inherent human claim that predates the Constitution itself. He goes back to the colonies and traces the social and legal foundations of this 400-year-old practice, uncovering everything from the racist origins of gun control, which I've talked about extensively, to the modern debate surrounding firearms. And he explains, this is not, the right to keep and bear arms is not an anachronism of 1791. It's alive today in the hearts and minds of modern America. Now, he does look at the philosophy behind a gun ban, and he directs his attention to what he calls pacifist aggressives. People who use the power of law push their own beliefs against initiating defensive force. He writes that the gun prohibition movement is ultimately based on an authoritarian wish, where gun ownership is a sporting privilege for a few and not the right of the people. Of course, this ideology has very little basis in the Second Amendment. He also says, in much of the world, the armed masses symbolize lawlessness. In America, the armed masses are the law. Now, there are a lot of nations in the country, or a lot of nations on the planet today, who treat the law as the vehicle of the state. Whereas here in the United States, and I know it's quaint, and I know it really isn't true, but in the hearts and minds of people in America, we view law as the servant of us, of the people, locating the power of enforcement in the citizens themselves, and thereby granting less power to the government. This is the dispersion of physical power in society is both a cause and an affirmation of dispersion of political power. There was never meant to be a central government that was all encompassing. And if you saw, I'll give you a prime example. In the 2012 Democratic Convention, one of the speakers up there, and I don't remember who it was, but he said, government is the only thing that we all belong to. Let me say that again. Government is the only thing we all belong to. Which sort of makes it sound like we're owned by the government. Now, Koppel concludes this by reducing this critical issue to its root. He says, what is ultimately at stake is the same question that precipitated the American Revolution. Whether the American people are the sovereigns in their own country, or whether they should be ruled from above for their own good, according to the supposedly benevolent commands of the elitist rulers of a top-down European-style society. See, President Obama hearts China. He said before, it would be easier to be the president of China, because you don't have those pesky things like checks and balances in the way. And he just started ignoring them here. And we have this notion of this imperial presidency. And some of us don't like that, right? Of course we don't like that, because that's not what we're about. But a whole bunch of us have been sold this bill of goods, and we are buying into it. Thankfully, I'm not one of them. I don't identify myself as one of the sheep, nor do I wish to be one of the sheep. And I am not going to allow myself to be one of the sheep. Has anybody, and this is just a little bit of an aside, I got a few minutes left. Has anybody ever seen where the basis behind sheepdogs originated? Do you know where that originated? That, for the best illustration of it, you would have to go to Georgia. And I'm not talking about the Peach State. I'm talking about the former part of the USSR. And there they bred a dog called the Caucasian Shepherd, which is the modern name of that dog. These dogs are gigantic. And the sheepdogs that they employ there, it's never just one, it's seven in some cases. These are the most tactically oriented dogs you've ever seen in your life. They grow to be about the size of 180 pounds. When a puppy is born, as soon as they can walk, they're in the sheepdog contingent guarding that herd. The commander takes the big dog, if you will, takes a view on high ground watching the flock. And they have different sorts of defenses against different sorts of predators. Against a coyote, one of the 160-pound younger dogs will just hit him and bowl him over. Against wolves, they will take out the leader of the pack. Against a bear, they attack en masse. And that conceptual basis is where this sheepdog, as far as the defenders of Americans' liberty, that's where it all begins. They have this single-minded purpose to guard the flock. They always watch the flock. They're never watching away from the flock. They may lay down and go to sleep, but they're facing the flock. And unfortunately for us, here in the United States today, the sheep, they have multiplied. And they all think their shepherd is the magic box or President Barack Obama or anybody. Everybody wants to look to somebody else for the answer. Look for something else for the answer. Look for the distraction. Embrace the distraction. Some people make the distraction an issue, which means that's a successful distraction. And it's just a luxury we can no longer afford. And if you think we can, right now we are staring at the abyss. Really, we are with this these new notions that they've got. They couldn't do it legislatively. So instead of doing away with the guns, they're just going to give us all a gun disability. We're going to be disabled. We could no longer have a gun for our own purpose, for any other reason. This will keep the guns out of the hands of the dangerous people. But the question has to be, who are we dangerous to? They know who they're identifying, and we know who they're dangerous to. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Coming in on the phone line is John in Austin. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
I
am pursuing that email you sent me, by the way.
You are?
Yes, I am. I talked to him yesterday.
With, what'd you think?
Well, let me just point out what we're talking about so that it's not like some inside joke between me and you. In Austin, Texas, in Travis County, there's a guy, and I don't remember his name. You can maybe help me with his job, but he's done gun shows one a month forever, and it does about $100,000 worth of business. And recently, while his contract was still in force, the Travis County Board of Commissioners tried to force upon him that he start doing background checks on the private sales within the gun shows. And the Texas Attorney General walked in and said, we will do a double barrel lawsuit on you if you try to do that. Well, now his contract is going to be up, I think, in March, on March the 28th. And they're not going to renew his contract unless he promises to do a test pilot program on doing background checks through FFLs between two private sellers, which it's not required by Texas state law. It's not required by federal law. They are exceeding the mandate from which he operates under. It wouldn't have any effect, because if I'm at this guy's gun show and I'm a private seller and there's a private buyer, I'm just going to look at him and say, let's go take a walk outside and have a smoke, and I'll sell it to you then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I am pursuing
you're
that.
You're 15 feet away from the door.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is basically knocking this guy's livelihood out of the way.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, I don't think there's any other venue that is available to him for him to do this in that area. Am I right about that?
Pretty sure about that. That's large enough to hold. The Sexton Gun Show is a really big deal, big show. You know,
My understanding is they did not come in with any data to support their position. This is just a bunch of bureaucrats. Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's like gun issues, the sexy issue right now. Let's make it look like we're doing something. So we'll do it to these guys.
Make it sound like there's a 1-900 number to call about gun control.
Yeah.
Are you looking for a little totalitarian government? Anyway, what's on your mind?
Well, the PTSD issues with our noble and illustrious government going to keep us all safe by keeping all of us crazies, you know, from owning firearms. Da 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 da. Let me pull this together in a more serious manner. What I've been listening to, Bill, there's another side to this story. And that side of the story is I've heard a lot, not you, but I've heard a lot of other talk show hosts demonize medications and everything associated with the treatment of this and bring these issues out. And my fear is, and this is for my fellow brothers in arms and colleagues, is because of all this chatter and talk, they will not seek help.
Well, yeah, and that is part of the issue. And don't get me wrong, my biggest problem with medications and the way they do them today is simply that a lot of times, I mean, I just went through a very long, lengthy process with one of my family members, and we would go in there, and they were literally, without doing any investigation as to the cause of what was going on, just blithely write out a book of prescriptions. And yes, in some cases, those drugs do have a good effect. Not in every case.
No. There's no monitoring. There's no follow-up.
Right, right.
In many cases, they just throw pills at it and hope for the best. Now, with PTSD, there are non-pharmaceutical methods to treat it. I'm getting ready to embark on one of these methods, the MDMR. I'll have to be honest with you that when I was diagnosed with PTSD, one of the concerns I had is this going up line to somebody, and am I going to get SWAT teamed at 3 o'clock in the morning? And
sorry about that. I don't even know what just happened. Anyway.
Oh, that was the NSA going off. Poor baby.
Okay.
You know, who knows? I have no idea. But anyway, so it's a touchy subject. A lot of people aren't getting the treatment they need because of fear of having their arms taken, their firearms confiscated. And then you have this reinforced by talk show hosts, and I'd like to know what medical school they went to, demonizing these medications. And saying, you know, you need to get off of all this and everything like that. And it's just very frustrating, Bill.
It is, and my biggest problem with the medications, you're absolutely right. There are people that should be taking them, and some of them are actually designed to treat their malady. My problem with the process is a lot of these people that get put on them like kids is just the result of a teacher looking at a little boy. Most of them are little boys. You know, I don't hear of any stories of little girls being put on this. But if a little boy is going to be a little boy, well, he's got ADD. And that's not the answer. People
and
that have
that
the need should have access to it, and they should not do anything that makes somebody afraid. How do you pass an all-encompassing one-size-fits-all health care initiative where you make it intimidating to go get the health care?
I mean, you're right, and it's intimidating on many levels. And I've been down the road with the ADD in the child. I have an 11-year-old son. I've already fought that battle. In fact, I really teed off the teacher because, like, she goes, and I don't want him back in class unless he's on this medication. And I said, you got your medical degree from?
Yeah, they're really easy to shoot down. I tried that with my youngest son, and I shot him down quick. It only took one round.
Yeah.
The principal basically told me the same thing, and I said, if you push that position, I will have your head on a plate. And she sort of blinked at me, and I said, push it. Go ahead and push that button, and let's see where it goes.
Yeah,
as soon as I got done with her, I called the school board and I said, you better step on these people. Because, we're talking about a second grade teacher here.
Yeah.
We're not talking about Jonas Salk. She's not pioneered anything in mental health.
No. In fact, she could probably use mental health counseling herself.
Yeah.
But anyway, long story. I mean, like...
Hang on. Let's finish this thought on the other side. And you just hold that thought. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
The low rider is a little higher.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to one of the ninjas right now who led me in a really good direction yesterday. John in Austin, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Let me finish this up. Let me wrap this up for us.
Okay.
PTSD, a lot of people probably can't even tell you how it starts, what its symptomology is, and everything like that. Side effects, you know, depression, anxiety, panic attacks, things of this nature. If we had to disarm people with those characteristics, those symptoms, we would take out a large number of law enforcement, current law enforcement agents and police officers, surgeons, truck drivers, airline pilots, and even politicians, because if you're that messed up, should you be writing laws that affect hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people? And seriously.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. I just, you know.
You know, so if they use this to target a particular class of individual, I imagine a legal argument could be brought to bear that if I'm deemed unsafe, then why is not a long-haul truck driver deemed unsafe? Why is not a cardiovascular surgeon deemed unsafe? You know, so forth and so on. And like I said, the information now under this Obama-FUBAR care, you know, they're collecting data and stats, prescription stats on us. And, you know, it's crazy. And as far as that goes, the government initially, you know, they gave me a TS-1 security clearance.
Right.
Right. 15 years back. So, and I had been treated for depression back then as well. I've always had it. A low-level depression. This was part of my makeup. And,
well, see, but that's not a mental health. That's not a mental illness. That's a mental issue.
I understand, but like a today it's a mental issue, tomorrow it's a mental health problem, and you some pencil neck bureaucrat making the decision. Okay.
He probably has worse than you have.
and the thing about it is, it's like being put on one of these double top secret lists, you know, erroneously. And, okay, how do I get off? Well, we don't know. We can't tell you. Huh? You know? And it's just, the whole thing is just out of control. We know that. We know that. And we have to fight it tooth and toenail. And they'll use it. It's just like Christie getting caught out with the bridges. These guys use their political authority.
Yep.
And I hope they crucify that fat SOB. Okay? And, you know, a lady died, apparently, who was in an ambulance. They were trying to get to, they were running code 3, and because it was all fouled up on the bridge, she died in the ambulance. Now, maybe she would have made it, maybe she wouldn't, but we'll never know, will we? And, you know, these people do things, and it has consequences, serious consequences on people. And they walk away scot-free. They don't care. And we just kind of like go, oh, well, so sad, too bad. How did the Knicks do last night? You know? And... I'm tired of it. You know, politics is a contact sport. We got to get in. We got to pad up and get in. That's just kind of what I got to say about it, if that makes any sense at all.
It makes plenty of sense. But thanks for that email, because I am going to follow up on that. I spoke to some people at the Texas State Rifle Association about that yesterday, and I'm trying to gather a little information. I'm thinking about calling the Travis County Board of Commissioners.
Yeah. You know, Phil, what I'll do from time to time, if it's okay with you, I find a lot more interesting things coming across on the little public news blurbs, the local news blurbs.
Yeah, that's fine. I appreciate you sending that to me. Thank you very much.
I'll send you... When I see something interesting that looks pertinent, I will forward it your way.
Perfectly okay.
Maybe a little gun porn from time to time.
That's fine, too. I like that myself. I need to publish some of my own.
You need to have a Ninja's gun porn page.
We're talking about the webpage. We just got it. I think it's unhacked now. For a while, I didn't have the chat on the page, and I was selling Ambien and generic Viagra. And
cool.
I think we've got that resolved. And I want to expand it and do some of those things and bring the ninjas into the fold. But in any event, thank you for the call. You stay safe. I will be following up on that.
Oh, real quick, Phil?
Yes, sir.
One of the first drug diversion cases I had involved Viagra. Seriously.
Okay.
We got a bolo out of Houston that a wholesale pharmacy distributor had been hit by a crew, by a gang, and had stolen 30,000 dosage units of Viagra, and the DEA had put out a BOLO looking for 5 hardened criminals. Okay, it flopped. It's a Monday joke. Okay, I'm
very
sorry.
Good. Very good.
Later.
Yes, sir. All right. Let's go back to Glenn in Philadelphia. What's obviously something else popped up on your radar. What's up?
Relating to things like smoking cessation and stuff like that. And as this ties into potential infringements on our Second Amendment rights, it's interesting because I noticed that sometimes we callers have a tendency to turn you into a more generalized kind of talk show kind of guy. we drag you far afield sometimes. But certainly the as you know, I'm an RN by trade, and I've worked in a variety of psychiatric settings, and familiar with the various drugs and everything. I've just been doing a little Google Genius drug research on this stuff, and you know, you spoke about Wellbutrin. As you know the Wellbutrin is not technically, and it's not an SSRI, but it is used for smoking cessation. The new one that concerns me is this drug Chantix. Have you seen Chantix commercials?
Yes, I have. When I first talked to my doctor about quitting smoking, he suggested Chantix. But yes. There were a lot of people. I don't remember. Know if you remember the flame out that Mel Gibson had. But it turned out when he had that flame out, it was either on the phone or in some interview or something. But he had reported flame
out. This one's truly scary.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Chantix. He was taking Chantix when he was having that meltdown. So no, I don't want to take Chantix. No.
Chantix. And my concern here is. And I remember I raised this issue with you weeks ago or months ago or whatever. This issue, you know, I'm waiting for them to use the argument that the reason people can't be trusted with guns is because the population is, by and large, or, you know, far too crazy. There's just too much craziness out there, and we're too crazy, and we're all too unstable to be carrying guns.
See, here's the question I would like to ask them. Okay, if government is supposed to be there to safeguard our rights, why aren't they banning these drugs?
Well, yeah, because they're too busy using them to compromise people.
That's it. That's it exactly.
It's funny, what's scary to me is not the number of people out there who are copping to, psychological old problems or qualms or being depressed or bipolar. There are a lot of there's a lot of mislabeling going on there. What scares me is the number of suit and tie wearing sociopaths out there who will never be treated and going to ravage the lives of so many people. Another phenomenon I see that bothers me is especially with women. The male
hang on to that phenomenon. Hang on to that phenomenon. There it goes. We're about to go into the break. You hang on. We'll come right back to you on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
I cannot take this anymore. Saying everything I said before. All these words, they make no sense. I found this in ignorance. Less I hear, the less you say. You'll find that out anyway.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking again with Glenn in Philadelphia, you were saying, sir?
Okay. I can. You know, though, I can spin this together real quick, integrate this into a nutshell topic here for you. This phenomenon with women, you refreshingly have women on as guests, and training of women gun trainers on. You talk about how women are a rapidly growing segment of gun owners and this sort of thing. This mental health issue has special bearing for them because there's this phenomenon now where the minute a woman exhibits an emotion of any sort, some shrink slaps her with a bipolar diagnosis and starts her on drugs for that disorder. This is a clear and present danger to the gun rights of women. It's truly a sexist phenomenon. If you look at the history, even of the word hysterical, women used to be attributed as being hysterical because they had a huster, which in the Greek is uterus. Whereas so craziness used to be attributed to the possession of a uterus, and this was a very sexist notion. So women need to be aware of this, resist this labeling. Women should, you know, it's great that women are. Using their gun rights, but they should resist this crazy, overdiagnosis of bipolar disorder, you know, because it's because she's premenopausal, she's menopausal, she's postmenopausal, she's hysterical, she's bipolar, give her drugs, you know. So, yeah, yeah. It's just, it's truly crazy. So, yeah, I'm glad to see women growing in knowledge and asserting their rights. But we all need to protect our rights and prevent this misuse of the psychiatric establishment to paint with a broad brush or a roller or a spray gun and paint everybody as crazy, therefore unworthy of carrying a gun.
I hadn't even spun it that way in my own head. The only way I can see it not being bipolar is if they just had a baby and then it's postpartum.
Right.
So,
as women, in terms of women, and also in guns, I have to relate. I have a relative who was mugged in at this Greece park, but she was stupid and went there by herself in broad daylight, lost only some money and her camera, thank God. And they said that this idea that nothing's ever going to happen. And unfortunately, where my parents live in Texas, in San Antonio, the daughter of an acquaintance of theirs, a med student who was going to provide the world with another much-needed doctor in this day and age, was killed in a local park by a crazy man, a babbling crazy man who was later apprehended. And, they believe he is a chief suspect at this point. But this is horrific. But, my question is, what the bleep was my relative doing in an Athens Greek park alone? What was this young woman med student doing in a park alone by herself? And had she been carrying a gun, she could have shot this man, but instead she is dead. So, women need to be circumspect but not paranoid, and the more guns means less crime, and especially on the hips of women.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I hadn't even thought about the maladies that ladies get diagnosed with. Now I'm fully awake. I'll have to take a very hard look at that angle, too. Coming out of the Poughkeepsie Journal, the moms demand action for gun sense. They're talking about children that die from unintentional gunshots. 617 in 10 years, 2001, 2010. 513 of them were boys. That breaks down to about 61.7 deaths per year. Okay? Now, nobody wants a child to die. Nobody wants a child to die. Parents don't. I don't like looking at it from the outside. I don't even know how you come to grips with that. But I look at everything that kills children prematurely. And I don't understand why the gun grabbers have to focus in on the one thing that does it, that doesn't do it as much as other things. Now, I would have to imagine, and they're looking at a 14 years old and under. I'd love to know how many of those 513 boys were gang members. Yes, they do exist. It's a sad reality. 61.7 youngsters per year, that can be improved upon, but it's not going to be improved upon by gun grabbing. It's going to be improved upon by education. Now, how come the Moms Demand Action are not against water? Do you know how many children die from drowning per year? And they call this unintentional drowning, which I didn't really, I guess, isn't intentional drowning murder or suicide, but they're referring to unintentional drowning. 815 children, 14 years and under, die due to drowning each year. So that means that each year, the drowning deaths of children completely bypasses the 10-year total of children unintentionally shot. Drowning, in fact, is the third leading cause of unintentional injury-related death among children ages 14 and under. If you accept that, then you do the math and you understand how. I mean, drowning is a problem. Why don't they ban swimming pools and lakes? Jet skis. Ban those things. This is a game they play called statistical sleight of hand. And one thing that the Moms Demand Action want is safe storage. They demand safe storage, which means if all of a sudden, and in some places they already have that mandated, if they mandate safe storage, then guess what they can do? They can come and check on that. You have guns. You're required by law to have them safely stored. We want to come in and inspect your safe storage. God help you if it isn't safe. When children die accidentally, no matter what the cause, it is a tragedy. And to get out there and demonize one specific cause without looking at all of them. Nobody, how do you demonize a fire? Or a car accident? Or ingesting poison? By them playing numbers, deceptive games with numbers, they're not going to prevent a single one of these fatalities. And neither will mandatory storage requirements that amount to another form of unenforceable gun control, although they would certainly try to enforce it by kicking in your door. Goodbye, Fourth Amendment. In some places, they do not have sales tax, for example, on gun safes. And if you don't have a gun safe, I suggest that you get one if you have a sizable amount of guns that you can't hide successfully. I do have that because I don't want my guns used in a crime. And I have a gun safe that it would take two or three strong guys, a whole lot of hefting and heaving and breathing to just move it from where it's at. I would suggest one that weighs 400 pounds or more. But it is not the law that you have one. And if the whole thing behind this is to do something about the children, well, then we're going to have to look at everything that hurts the children. They should not be allowed to go ride in cars. They should not be sent to the doctor. Doctors kill more children than are shot every year. And while you're sitting there, letting the outrage build, Bill, you know, it's accidental. It's medical misadventure. Your child is just as dead. It doesn't make me feel good to sit there and say, my child died due to medical misadventure. This is the world. Accidents genuinely do happen. Getting out there and demonizing one particular type of accident is not going to prevent them, and it is not going to mitigate them. And it's not going to do anything to make them go away. Being a parent is tough. If you don't want the tough job, I suggest you not procreate. I, on the other hand, have found it to be quite the rewarding thing, especially now since my sons are bigger. And if I do get mad at them, it's no longer child abuse. It would be simple assault. Although I think they might be the ones getting charged because they are bigger than me. Let's go into the last hour for the week on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.